She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. If you can't pick us up, tune in on our internet. Then it's okay. Okay, today I'd like to talk about people who you let into traffic, let them cross across, you know, to make a left turn, right turn, whatever it may be. I'm finding more and more people today don't show a gratitude or appreciation, don't even say thank you. They just assume that you're supposed to do that. That's okay too, but, you know, this is Hawaii. Show the aloha. If you can't show the aloha, you know what that means. Go home. Okay? So, please, folks, practice the aloha. As far as that crosswalk that had aloha written on it, I think it looks pretty nice. What do you think? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Now, the other thing is on brakes. You know, brake pads is not just brake pads. If you're going to do a brake job, folks, do it right. What I mean by that is, we've done tests on Akebono and all of the rest of the brake pads out there. We did tests to see what distance will the vehicle stop in. And we found by testing, the Akebono stopped in half the distance of all the rest on the market. Really, truly, it stops in half the distance of the rest of the pads on the market. Now, give you an example. If a little child is running across the street and you slam on the brakes to try to stop, you don't want to hit that child. But if you don't have the Akebono and it doesn't stop in time, how many feet does it take to hit the little child? 2? 3? If you can stop it in half the distance, you probably save the child's life. Okay? So, I recommend Akebono. It might even save your life. Okay? So, on tires, do you know that all front-wheel drive cars require or should have touring-type tires? It's a category that every manufacturer has. It's called touring. Touring specifies front-wheel drive. So if you have a front-wheel drive car, which most of the cars are front-wheel drive, it should have touring tires. If you can't find touring, then it has to be a higher speed rated tire. The reason for that is the sidewalls have to handle the turning and the power. because the front wheel drive has the power on the front wheel. When you turn the wheel, it's not good to have it flex the sidewalls. Okay? If you don't know what I'm talking about, flexing sidewalls, go stand on a corner of an intersection and watch cars come zooming around the turn. You'll see who has cheapy tires, the tires that are not supposed to be on a car, because the tire will fold under. You'll actually see the tire fold under. And that's the reason why the outer edge of the tire wears out first. Because it folds under. And you're scuffing it around the turn. Okay? Or it could be low tire pressure. That too. So, tires are really important, folks. They're like shoes. I mean, you wouldn't use bowling shoes to go play football. I don't think you get anywhere. You'd be slipping and sliding. Okay? If you have any questions, you give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. On the gasoline, I recommend using a higher grade Tesoro. And if you cannot find Tesoro, then your next best bet would be Shell. Okay? But I would recommend highly to use at least 2 gallons of ethanol with a tank full of gas. The ethanol acts as an anti-knock and also oxygenates the gasoline. Oxygenating the gasoline is putting oxygen into the gas. It makes the gas burn better. Like anything that has to burn, you need oxygen, right? So, oxygenate the gas is very good. Not only for horsepower, but for gas mileage. Also keeps the injectors cleaner. It does not eat plastic and rubber like all the other people are saying that it does. So, anyway, that's what we need to emphasize. And, oh, by the way, the news, they were talking about the potholes on Wailea Avenue. Yeah, Paco fell in it. He was riding his bicycle, and he went into a big pothole. And he told me he flipped over. I thought he meant flipped over mentally, physically flipped over. It was that big. Well, I told him, well, lucky it wasn't a sinkhole. You would have been gone. That would be a humongous pothole. So, I don't know. Election years this year, a lot of political candidates are promising you the world. Write it down, folks. Hold them to it. Too many times the politicians don't keep their promises. So, well, it's up to you. It's your home. Okay? Anyway, a lot of people are having a hard time cleaning the wheels, especially the European cars, the wheels turn black, and you spend hours over there trying to clean it, scrub it by using a toothbrush or a brush or whatever that may be. I recommend using the wheel cleaner made by Mothers or made by Meguiar. The wheel cleaner, very simple, folks. Spray on, wait about a couple of minutes, hose off. It's done. No scrubbing necessary. Very simple. Spray on, hose off. Okay? But if you don't have access to a hose and water and all that, now you have a problem. Akebono makes what they call Euro pads for those European cars, and it's guaranteed not to make the wheels come black. It'll stay clean for months. Go check it out. So, when you buy a used car, folks, the first thing you do is change the ownership paper, right? Naturally. The other thing you do, when you're changing the ownership paper, turn in the license plate and change the license plate number. Change the license plate number on a used car. What do you think that is? How do you know the owner before you that sold it to you gave you all the keys? You trust him? Or her? They might have not given you all the keys. They'll see the license number on the car and they'll come get it. But the other thing, more importantly, if that other owner had people that really are looking for him or her, or, you know, have something against that person, or whatever they might be, they'll see the license plate. But if you change it, you're starting on new. Start new with your used car. Put a new plate on. Okay? It's safer and better. And it don't cost hardly anything. Okay? It's your car and your money. If you have a question, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay, so anyway, we won't get into too many political stuff right now until after Bob has his Bob's minute, because we don't want to rile him up a little too much. Okay, so people are saying even today that ethanol damages engines, damages parts, damages this and that and everything else. Now reports are coming out that ethanol does not damage anything. Okay? It doesn't. I've tested it. It does not damage anything. Methanol does, though. And methanol could be added to the gas without anybody knowing about it. So, put the blame where it's supposed to be. Okay? On the pedestrians, I keep saying that we need to educate the pedestrians, and we cannot assume they have common sense. We have to educate them and let them know you gotta look both ways, even if you have the right of way. Who do we have on the line?
Rolling Bob.
Rolling Bob?
I guess they put me before the break. Do you want me to hold on?
No, you can talk. You have 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Anyway, two quick things a day. You know, George, every once in a while, we have to remember how long you've been on the air and how you don't tell people tips that you used to tell them. And what I'm talking about is, you heard about this Chevy ignition switch recall for some of the Chevy cars. And what happened was is that they said 13 people have died because they would hit a pothole and the switch would shut off. And GM side of it is, and this is what you used to tell us because I started doing this, they said it's because the people had too much weight on the ignition key. You know, like you were saying before, like you separate your car key, you don't have like all your house keys and your office keys and your gym keys.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that that's what happened. That sudden jerk, and then the ignition turned off and they got in an accident when the person behind them ran into them.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But
Bob, nobody listens.
It's a little simple tip, and I do it, and I'm going to start reminding people again. You take your ignition key, should be separate from the rest of your keys, so you don't have all that weight on your ignition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and my second point is, you know, the government talks about they have no money, then all of a sudden they have money, and they don't have money. My big gripe this week is, why did they spend the money to put the model of the rail in the Capitol building? That makes no sense to me. They're going to build it. It's on its way. Why did they spend the money to have a full-size mock-up so you can go see what the train is going to look like when it gets here? Just insanity to me. But anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. And now, we got to go to a Hawaiian Automotive 101 break.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and Bob has had his minute. So, anyway, the next time you have a chance, folks, take a look at the news thing on the TV or computer, whatever, and look at the zipper lane, folks. The zipper lane is one lane, but there's room for two cars. And that two lanes is only supplying traffic for one lane. Now, if you think about this, you take away the zipper lane, you add in the two lanes, wouldn't it be faster? Wouldn't you unload more cars? But the other thing that I'm trying to get at is, we have this traffic problem from the west side coming in, right? Every morning. So why are they going to build more homes out there? What's going to happen to those cars? Are they going to fly in? Are they all going to catch the rail? What's up with that? That's the thing that bothers me, is people don't look at that. What are you going to do with all those houses out there? How are they going to commute to town? People buy the homes because they like the price. But what about the traffic? Always think about the traffic. If you don't like being in the traffic, then you best not be out there. Okay? So, just a thought. Myself, I can't stand driving in traffic. Okay. And Bob is saying that I should remind folks about the things that I reminded them about way back. Well, sometimes it gets tired, you know, folks, trying to tell people about things so that they can save money and nobody listens. Nobody listens. Like, we're talking for nothing. Okay. Anyway, safety check again. I'm against it because, for one, it's not being enforced. Number two, it's wasting money for the state. Number three, it's costing the taxpayers $20 that's not necessary. What do you get from your $20? What do you expect from your $20? Over 40 states in the USA does not require safety check. So why are we still there? They don't even have what is called reconstruction law. So why are we still there? That's kind of obsolete. I forgot to ask Bob. And Bob, if you're listening, I'd like to have a little update on the pictures that's going on our website about Hawaii Raceway Park racing. So if you could give us an update of how that's coming, we'd like to know. Okay? It's just something to show the younger folks what was there, and I don't think they're ever going to have it again. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Okay? From what I got from Steve Inouye, that this House Bill 2209 to regulate exhaust noise from cars will be dying. Now, listen to this, folks. They made this bill about exhaust noise from cars and mopeds, but they didn't include motorcycles. Okay? They don't have the decimal reading that every car is supposed to be reading at. So how are they to say that your car is too loud if they don't have the decimal reading that it should be at? So under whose discretion will it be that the car is too loud or the moped is too loud? If you call the safety check people, they don't check that. They don't have any regulation on the decimal reading. So how can you make a law that says that's illegal when it passes safety check? See what I'm saying? Okay, when you're pulling into a parking lot, I mean, not a parking lot on the ground, folks, in the air, a 2-3-story parking lot. You're pulling into a stall next to the rail, the guardrail. Okay? If you can, try to keep your hand on the shift lever, because if your car decides to go and accelerate, you don't want to go through the guardrail and go skydiving with your car. Some cars are known to do that. They accelerate on their own. Okay? Batteries are another issue. We've seen a lot of batteries. People going through batteries like crazy. The battery that I recommend you getting is the Interstate. Interstate batteries are good quality, and you'll be happy with it. The amp rating is really high, so the higher the reading, the the better it is for your computer parts, starter, alternator, etc. If you want a better battery, then you use the Optima. Optima is your top of the line. Really, really good. Okay? If you have a question, give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? So, anyhow. A lot of people, 9 out of 10 cars that I come across, they never get waxed. Why is that? People too busy? It helps the car to get it waxed. Preserves the finish and all of that stuff. I recommend it. Any kind of wax will do. Meguiar has a spray wax that you spray, wipe, and that's it. Just like Pledge. Anybody can do that. Very easy. Okay? If you're looking for the Royal Purple Oil or the Degreaser 2000 or any of the other stuff that I recommend, like AT205, go check out Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center is located on Capilano Boulevard, and he has the high metal protector Royal Purple Motor Oil. It's called the HPS. Crestec Cleaning Center, located on Capilano Boulevard, close to McKinley Car Wash. Okay, and his Degreaser 2000, folks, is awesome. Really, really good. Real strong. Not acidy. Really good. If you're on Kauai and you want ethanol, you want to try it, give Harvey Maeda a call. Harvey is in Lihue, and Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Harvey also has the good Royal Purple Motor Oil and that fantastic rust proofing. It's an electronic rust proofing device. Very, very good. Even protects the exhaust system. Okay? Harvey's number, 651-2813. Okay, so, anyhow. Hope all you ladies out there had a fantastic Valentine's yesterday. Yesterday was Valentine's, and a lot of people too busy to think about it or think of it as humbug, whatever. Okay? Okay, I'm going to say again, the silicone spray is very good for rubber and plastic. Use it more and it won't hurt it, but it'll preserve your rubber and plastic parts. Silicone spray, even on the wiper blades and tires. Not on a thread, the sidewalls. Sidewalls only. Okay? I think it's a time for break time. What do you think, Wanda? Yes?
What do I think?
Yeah. I mean, I saw you sleeping back there, so I figured I'd wake you up.
Hello?
Well? Is it a break time? Looks like it. You're sleeping.
She's real fine, my 409.
On Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service.
Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and one of the issues that should come up, and I forgot to tell you about it, is have your wheel nuts checked. Every time you have your car serviced, have the wheel nuts checked. Okay? We came across an incident where someone was trying to steal the person's wheel, and I guess got chased away, and the nuts were loose. Okay? So if you hear a noise, have it checked out. Don't ignore noises. Check it out. Okay? Check your gas mileage all the time, every time you fill. If the gas mileage is dropping, something is wrong. Check it out. Okay? Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Pat from Liliha.
Hi, Pat.
Hey, hi, George. Just I'm in a market for a new car.
What kind?
I want to buy a SUV type.
Okay.
I believe, I'm thinking of Toyota 4Runner.
Mm-hmm.
And rear-wheel drive. And senior citizen, I think it's going to be my last car.
Hmm.
I want something good that can last a long time.
Toyota's a good pick.
Yeah.
I would give Maui Toyota a call and see what kind of deal you can get.
I see. How about color? Is there such thing as, you know, better color than...
Okay. My favorite color is blue. But the safest color on the road is red.
Wow.
People always see red. That's why I learned this way back when I talked to the Ferrari people. And if you go and buy a Ferrari, the red is a normal color. Anything other than red is optional. And the reason for that is, he says, you're coming down the freeway at 200 miles an hour. You want the guy in front of you to look up in the rearview mirror, see this blazing red thing coming, and won't cut in front of you.
Oh, boy.
You see? That's why they make it red. But the other colors, they made studies of the human beings, and human beings don't see the other colors. That's why you find more door dings on other colors than on red.
Okay, I see. Blue is my pick, and maybe second is gray.
Gray is the color that gets the most dings.
Yeah, no black. I don't want black, man.
Black is another one that get a lot of dings.
Too much work keeping it up.
That's right.
Well, I got a black car.
Oh, boy. clean.
Wait, poor thing, yeah?
Hey, Raphael says that red gets the most tickets for speeding.
But you don't speed.
No. You do.
I don't.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll check out my Toyota and come home with a Highlander. Mm-hmm. Highlander? Nah, I think the 4Runner's better, right?
Well, either one.
Either one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Oh, Wanda, to wake her up.
sounded like I was back on some outer island like Kauai.
Yeah. Well, Arakawa Roost, remember Arakawa? Yeah. Hey, George.
What's up?
Question about, I have a 94 B 4000 Mazda pickup truck, cab. What about timing belt? How often do you supposed to check the timing belt for your vehicle? Every 10 years? Every 5 years?
Every five. Mm-hmm.
And what is the process of that? They change the belt, but what else they do also on that?
Well, the recommendation is to change the belt, tensioners, and water pump if connected. Anything connected with a timing belt is recommended to be replaced.
Right.
But spray the timing belt and saturate it with silicone.
Silicone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then, concerning the schools, the public schools, our students not getting automotive training because they shut the training down for that purposes because everything is all high tech now.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling about that? Students should know how to, and especially in high school, know how to change oil, do this and that, and know the basics about automotive, but gee, when they shut it down, it's like depriving them of their education of how to do.
Yep.
And then everything is all going to be done by the service department. They don't know how to do it. That's a shame, that they do that to the public schools. They should give the option of them going to the class.
Yeah.
And learn a trade and whatnot.
Yeah, but they're having a hard time finding instructors.
Yeah, and then the equipment has changed too, right?
Yeah.
So that's my comment. Mm-hmm. Well, George, you have a great weekend.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Celine Steve.
Who?
Celine Steve.
Oh, cut the line.
Hey, it's me. Well, first of all, I want to thank you, George, for helping one of our club members, Liz, it was funny, she had that check engine light, and you told her maybe she got to change her gas, and that's true. She was running mid-grade and regular gas in her Mustang, her high-performance Mustang, and it threw a check engine light. So, she called me the other day, all excited. She said, Steve, the check engine light turned off. I filled the premium gas in there, and all of a sudden the light went off. She says she's so happy now. But sometimes people just don't listen, They put the cheap stuff and they get a check engine light. And, I asked her, well, how's your mileage? She said, oh, I think I'm getting a little bit more mileage. The gas gauge doesn't move as fast.
Steve.
What can I say?
Steve, did you tell her before to use premium gas?
Yeah, she asked me, well, what, you know, do you think, what do you think the check engine light is on for? And I said, well, it's probably that you have a lean engine condition, and probably that's because, I said, what kind of gas are you running? She says, oh, mid-grade and regular, whatever they have on base. And I'm like, geez, you know, you have a Mustang GT with a high-performance tune on it. And I said, you know, if you do that, you're probably going to have that check engine light. So I tell her, first thing, like I told, like George always tell you, change your gasoline. But she said, you know, the car was kind of running kind of rough a little bit, and she didn't think much about it, but I thought, change the gas. So she changed the gas, check engine light went off, and she's real happy now. So that's a good thing. She said she'd get a little bit more mileage. But anyway, besides that, I want to also ask a question for Bob regarding the, how much money they're spending on that, I guess the mock-up of the train cab and everything else. You know, they're just doing that as a PR thing to go ahead and try and see if they can get people to go ahead and embrace the rail system over there. But, you know, just to let you know also is that that car is not a sample of the inside of the real car. It's just a thing so that they can do promos and sit people down and give them a lecture. It's not the actual interior design of the train. So, you know, don't be thinking that that's how it's going to be, because that's not how it's going to be. But all of that money supposedly for that mock-up was supposed to be in the budget for media and the promotion that they have for the rail system. But we'll see what happens on that end, you know. It's not going to be the swiftest thing that the city is going to embrace. And, you know, certainly it's going to interfere with traffic for the next, you know, several years. Probably
The next 100 years.
Well, at least till the year 2019, I think, is the projected date when it's going to first start up.
Mm-hmm. Let me go upstairs.
It's going to take a while on that end.
Look at how long H3 took.
Yeah, you know, H3 took a long time because a lot of design changes, plus the litigation, that didn't help at all.
What do you think is going to happen with the rail? Same thing.
Yeah, we're going to get litigation on that as they get closer towards town. It's going to get a little messy. They're going to deal with more burials, and they're going to deal with more
traffic
runs. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, is that they're kind of getting close to what they're on. Their contingency is really low. And, you know, I guess that's why the mayor asked for an extension of the rail tax for another, I think it's about another 5 or 6 years, so the bill doesn't sunset and the tax. But, you know, that's the same thing that Bob said about taxes, and you said it too, is that once they put a tax on the people, the tax never gets repealed or taken away.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep it. And his justification in Mayor Caldwell is, well, we need that to build up a fund for maintenance and,
mm-hmm.
and operating expenses on that end. But, you know, if you look at the original document that they proposed to everybody, is that there was supposed to be enough money and enough ridership so that they wouldn't need to have any contingency or any additional funds necessary for maintenance and operations on mm-hmm. that end. You know, supposed to be all built into the budget where it was supposed to become